Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We're going to get to the weather in a moment. We're under an official heat advisory, but first we're under an official high tide advisory in the middle of the Bronx. We've been telling you about this big water main break on the major dig, and you just heard Greg tell you about the hot spots and what you need to do to drive around it or swim around it, as it were. 1010 Wind sent Marla Diamond up there to get a bird's eye view for us, and she joins us live with the very latest. Marla, what is this? The Major Deegan Falls, it looks like, up there or something?
Yeah, the Major Deegan is shut down in both ways at Van Cortlandt Park South because of concern of a crane collapse, Larry. It sits right in the middle of this construction site where a 24-inch water main was struck by a contractor this morning, sending flooding throughout the site and into some local homes and businesses. The good news, the water pressure has been restored and there have been no evacuations in buildings, but Bronx Borough Commander Mike Wood said it's the crane in that site that has them worried.
Our main concern right now is as the water entered the construction site, which is a fairly large construction site, 300 by 300, with a 300-foot tower crane right in the middle of the site. When water gets into these areas, we are concerned with undermining of the footings for that type of crane.
So right now they are waiting for a structural engineer to determine if the footing is stable and sound. All the FDNY can do is send in drones to get some visual pictures of the site and also to feel if there's any vibrations. They're looking for that to see if the crane has shifted. But it's so large and the concern is so high that they have shut down Cortlandt Park South, the southwest quadrant of this large park, and they have closed off the street from Broadway to the Major Deegan. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Riverdale, the Bronx.
All right, and switching to the weather now, and we did mention that heat advisory since we've gotten now 3 days of scorching heat. Good news is that we should see a gradual cooling tonight, but the bad news is that we're going to get a drenching rain and thunderstorm to top it off, something they do not need up in the Bronx right now. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center now with more. Brian?
Yeah, Larry, we are not seeing really any thunderstorms yet, but there will be some storms that do pop up here or there into tonight, and any of those could produce a downpour. Temperatures, again, well into the 90s this afternoon with high humidity. We're not seeing as many triple-digit temperatures as we did yesterday, so it's not quite to the level of heat we saw yesterday, but still a very hot day. But this will be it for a little bit. Temperatures are going to be dropping back into the 70s for daytime highs tomorrow and Friday. Larry?
Thank you, sir. We also have an air quality alert, as you've been mentioning, as a result of this relentless heat. And if you live in Brooklyn or Queens, you probably already know about the power outages. 4,500 in all the boroughs, actually. 2,600 JCP&L customers. You got 2,800 PSE and G customers in New Jersey without power. And then 155 people on Long Island PSEG customers who are without. We'll keep track of it all, folks, and let you know when they expect to have things back up and running. But again, mainly we will keep our eyes and ears up in the Bronx right now in Van Cortlandt Park area, where the Deegan right now is undergoing a major water main break that's keeping things at bay and keeping drivers kind of scurrying around trying to figure out where to go. Stay with 1010 Winds for the latest. An elderly woman in Manhattan scammed out of $24,000. Police say the 78-year-old got a phone call 2 weeks ago from somebody posing as a bank worker. He told the woman that her account had been hacked, and in order to fix it, she had to transfer $11,000 out of her account. 78 years old. She didn't know. She thought they were on the up and up. Well, later, two men went to her house also on West 239th Street and collected another $13,000 in cash. They fled, and still on the loose, the woman was not hurt. But boy, oh boy, I hope they find them, put them under the jail. Swastikas have been found in two locations in the town of Hempstead, including near a 9/11 memorial.
Thousands of people come here to the September 11th memorial to reflect, to remember, and to pray. And now Nassau County DA Ann Donnelly says just steps away, swastikas were found in the men's bathroom.
Can't we all just get along? Can't we all just accept each other?
No arrests have been made. Another similar incident is being investigated in Rath Park and Franklin Square. Jack Libert is with the Anti-Semitism Committee for the town of Hempstead.
It's one of the worst horrors in the world. We all know friends and relatives who lost people in the Holocaust.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the September 11th Memorial in Point Lookout.
Meantime, Mayor Adams joined faith-based community leaders in Queens today to denounce the beating of a Muslim woman on the subway last week. The lady boarded an E-train in Forest Hills about 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work, minding her own business. Well, as soon as she sat down, some clown shows up and asked her if she's Muslim. She said yes and was reportedly punched and kicked repeatedly. Naved Durney of Jamaica faces assault and hate crimes charges now. Mayor Adams says Durney is a repeat offender.
This was his third act of hate that he displayed. We cannot treat hate crimes lightly, and we cannot treat it as just someone is having a bad day. No, this is a bad action, and he must be held accountable.
I know I'm supposed to remain objective as a newsman, and I will after this statement. What is with these folks that are doing this? You know, as if they're the only ones that are supposed to live in this city, that lady minding her own business. We're all from somewhere else, immigrants or whatever. Anyway, he faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted. Got me going off on my soapbox. The woman continues to recover from a concussion, a broken nose, bruises all over her body.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.